The topic for today is the din of shechitas akum. We know that if a kohen shechits an animal, the animal is not kosher. It's mishnah and chulin. And if you give him an alus for source, shechitas always kohadim nevela umetava mamas. The shechita of a kohen is nevela. And I want to explore with you why the shechita of a kohen is considered nevela. Do you have any ideas why the shechita of a kohen might be nevela? That's not considered shechita. It's part of Balbakish. You know,
we don't trust him.
Maybe we don't trust the guy. Maybe the guy doesn't know all the din. After all, as Donnie can tell you, it's very complicated to become shochet, and there are a lot of halachas. And the chances that a guy reaches that level of, you know, bekiyas and the din of shechita is very unlikely. So maybe the problem with shechita is that there's a technical problem. Pardon?
They don't know how.
They don't know how? Okay. How about this? Indeed is the opinion of one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Dunn, It's quoted in the Tshuva Rashba. I'm not familiar with other things he said. And it's unclear to what extent he was a great Talmud Chacham. The Rashba does not like this at all. He tries to blow him out of the water. But he's referred to as Rabbi Dunn. So if the Rashba thinks he's Roy, to be Rav, so certainly he was one of the Shonin. And the Martha, source number two, B'shem Harav Rabbi Dan. Harav Rabbi Dan, not just Rabbi. Sh'amar l'chem l'shchitas nochi medinan muteres, really a goy shchitas theoretically would be muter, b'shem yadeh ha'chah shchitas, if you would know the halacha. V'chem Royin Osa and other people, it's a question of trust, let's say he knows the halachas and you watch him, and make sure he doesn't mess up. Kevin the Kaivan, stan l'chshavis nochi lav l'avaris kachavim. Says Rabbi Dan, that theoretically, a shechita of a goy could be kosher if we know for sure that he didn't violate any of the psulei shechita, because we don't think he's actively a shechting for avodah zarah. We think he's stam, he's shechting stam. The first mission of chulin, the chulin shachtu achem roed asan shechita and chir. The halacha is by chayr shatan katan, they were to shecht, and you had a gadol omei l'gavan, an adult was watching the minor shechting, and the minor knows the halachas, and the adult sees that he knows the halachas. There's no trust issue, there's no technical problems. The halachas that shechita is good. So Rabbi Dan said, just like it's good for a chayr shoza katan, it should be good for a goy as well. And then the Rashba responds to the questioner who wondered about the opinion of Rabbi Dan. Says the Rashba, Shuva tamani hecha tashvalayim zvarim betelim zvarim shal hevalim. He wonders why in the world he's being questioned about this opinion of Rabbi Dan. It's a foolish opinion, that even young students can write manuscripts to reject, to refute. He shouldn't even say such things. You shouldn't think such things, you shouldn't write such things, you shouldn't print such things. He says, I don't have time or ink to waste, you know, on this opinion. If I had time and ink, I would write elef tshuvas, I'd write 1,000 tshuvas why this is wrong, etc. He tries to prove that this is indeed totally incorrect. And the conclusion he writes, v'day b'zeh, enough, he said enough, v'lo afsir hadyo v'niyar alzeh. I don't want to waste my precious paper or parchment and the ink on such an opinion. So this is a practical position, Rabbi Dan. It's a question of concern, the goyim of the halachas, and the Rashba totally rejects this understanding. So what are we left with? What really is indeed the problem with shechitas goy? So Donny said before that the problem with shechitas goy is that what? Doesn't have a mitzvah shechita. So here the Rim Lumineal seems to say this. L'fika, source number three, mikra nevela, d'shechitasan k'meisa mi'alea nechshav. Lo mikraya shechita kval. When a goy shechts, it's as if the animal died on its own. If the animal dies on its own, it's a nevela. When a goy shechts, it's as if it's a nevela because there's no mitzvah shechita. Ein. My marker's here. Ein. Apparently, a mitzvah shechita doesn't mean physically, just physically shechting, but it has to have some halachic significance to it. First, it's not a Jew isn't a bar shechita, and therefore his mitzvah shechita is meaningless, and it's as if the animal died on its own. That's the opinion of Ben Rishonim, quoted here on the sheet, source number 3, the Milunil. But is there maybe another reason why a goy shechita is possible? In the tshuva of the Rashba, I quoted before, Rabbi Don said, really, a shechita is goy fundamentally is kosher because kind of stam achsheves nochi lav lo v'rezara. What is that referring to? The possibility that what? Maybe the guy is thinking about what? You think he's shafting. What is he thinking about? His eye. Maybe the reason Shkita's guy is possible is concerned that the goyim are so aduk, they're so committed to their idol, that when you ask him to prepare the meal just to shaft the cow, you know, for lunch, he's thinking, oh, this is for Avodah Zarah Plum.
So it's like Stam Yenam?
Similar to Stam Yenam. Yeah. Why Stam Yenam? Out there, we're concerned that when the guy touched the wine, he was thinking of Nisach HaMayim. So maybe when the guy shaft, he's thinking about Avodah Zarah. Now, what would the natural outcome be if indeed the guy shafted the animal to shave Avodah Zarah? What would the animal be called in Halachic terminology? Pardon?
Sure.
Close. That's a particular type of Avodah Zarah. It would be called Krovet Avodah Zarah. There's a lot of category which includes any type of sacrifice that is given for an idol. What's halacha? You can't eat a Tikrovet Avodah Zarah. What else can you do with a Tikrovet Avodah Zarah? You can't get hana from it. So this potential understanding that it's some type of connection to the Avodah Zarah, the din of Avodah Zarah, that Stam Achsheves Goy is the same Avodah Zarah, is a very nice theoretical possibility. But it seems to be problematic because what? If it really was a Chashash Avodah Zarah, then what would the halacha be? It would be also not only Bachila, but even Bana. It's a place basis. With me? Again, okay, Goy can't shaft. Shiloh, why can't a Goy shaft? First of all, the ability is that he doesn't know the halacha. Pretty simple. That's Rabbi Don. That's rejected. Second possibility is that when a goy shafts, he says this, there's no way to shechita. Halachically, it's an animal life. His Torah does not recognize his shechita as invalid, and therefore, when he shafts, it's just an animal died. It's not called shechita. It's only called shechita when a Jew shafts. To explain that a little bit, that's one understanding. Second understanding is that no, a goy has a way to shechita. A goy has a way to shechita. His shechita is like a Jew shechita. The problem is, he does shechita, what's he thinking about? A Jew's thinking about, the mitzvah shafts. Or he's thinking about nothing. But when a guy shafts, what's he thinking about? Avodah Zarah. Now the difficulty I raise with this possibility is that if it's really Machshavas Avodah Zarah, it should be also not only Dachila, but he should even be also Dehana, like Tikrovet Avodah Zarah. So this is something the Rambam deals with. And if you look at source number 4, the Gemara in Chul Nachi Gimel wonders why the Mishnah says that Shechitas Oved Kavim is Nevela. It doesn't say it's Asar Bana, just Nevela. It says the Gemara, so number 4, Nevela in, Yisr Hanalo, my Tana, who wrote this Mishnah, who authored this Mishnah, Amr Chivar, Abba, Abba Yochanan, Lachar Rabbi Eliezer, the year of Eliezer, Amar, Stamach Shevet Zavei Chavim, Lavadot Zavavim. If Rabbi Eliezer had authored the Mishnah, he would say that Shechitas Asim is also to what? Zachila, Uvehana. Because Stamach Shevet Zavei Chavim, Stamach Shevet Zavei Chavim, is the shame of Avodah Zarah. But we don't know like that. Mishnah says only Asr be Achila, not Bahana. Shechitas Akum, you can sell it. You can give it to your dog. Only Asr be Achila. So, before this possibility is rejected, the thing is, the Rambam, when the Pharisee Mishnah is there, tells us that no, even the Maskana, the reason Shechitas Akum is Asr is because we assume a Goy is thinking about Avodah Zarah. But not that he's mamish thinking about Avodah Zarah. If he was mamish thinking of being Makar B'Korban, then what would the halacha be? It would be Tikrovet, it would be Asar Bana. It's just that the Torah said, this is the Raita, that Stam Goy, Shechitas Akum is Nevela. Even if he's not thinking of Avodah Zarah, because he's a Goy who is a Oved Avodah Zarah. The reason the Rambam says there are two types of Goyim. There are Goyim who are Mamish believers, and there are Goyim they're Minhag HaMaseihem Be'Yadeihem. They basically go through the motions. But they're not really so firebrand goyim. they just kind of, you know, they're following with the church, so they go to church. They're not, it's not like part of what they actually believe. And therefore, when they do a shechita, they're not mamash thinking the same word as us. But since they're going, it's aser b'achila and mutar b'hano. Read around them inside. Fish ove avarazara neslakim mishnei chalokim. Echad heim hayodim es maaseh kolomar chishu v'atzameach b'shas nesiyasa. The first category actually knows the entire theology, etc. Third line. B'chel kasheni heim ovim asar asuras asuras kafish shalandu l'lo yediya heich naasu l'lo eza matara naasu. Zulasi sipurei meister chachamim b'lvad. Second category is the goyim who are the children, grandchildren who kind of go through the motions, but aren't familiar with the theological underpinning of the religion. The Ram says the kachim rov of the Avodah Zarah. Most of the Avodah Zarah don't actually understand what they're doing. V'chelik ha'achron hazeh amlo v'hem chachamim dvarim b'nusach zeh goyim shemuchutza eslav of the Avodah Zarah hein ela maisa v'oseyim b'yadeyim. They're following in their parents' footsteps. But Eila Omruk Shechitasa Mitam and Masa Bilbad Eina and Eteres Vana. Says the Rambam, the reason Shechitas Akum is also isn't because they have no Maita Shechitas. They have a Maita Shechitas. They yesh la have Maita Shechitas. Yesh Maita Shechitas. But it's the Din of Arazara. Not that they're really thinking of Arazara, but since they're Goyim who are of the Arazara, sort of said their Shechitas Akum. It's kind of like an in-between understanding. But for our purposes, there are not a lot of nafkaminas between these two understandings. We'll leave the first for now, because the first really is rejected. The question that I want to analyze is whether or not a shechita akum is nevela, because he doesn't have a mitzvah shechita. Halachically, there's no such thing as a mitzvah shechita by a goy. Or do we say, no, there is a mitzvah shechita. It's just that the Torah said that since the goy is the only of a nazara, so we're going to ask for a shechita. Again, not answer about Hanah, because we really think he was thinking about Avodah Zarah, because he's not, you know, the first category of the Kohanim, the real believers. But since he's a Sudbat of the Avodah Zarah, he's a Minag of the Zayim Yadayim type, so the Torah says it's answer the Achila, but it's Mutar the Hanah. The Rambam here in Yad HaChazaka, verse number 6, seems to allude to this. Aku Sheshachat Avol Pi, Sheshachat Bifnei Yisrael, Vazakin Yoke, Avila Yekotin Shekinot in the Vela, Velo Kalkila, Sobe Torah, Shenema, Bekara, Lechav, Achaltim, Yitzitcho, He's here, Shema Yochal Mitzitcho, Atalamei, Shizvacho Asur. The passage he's quoting is in the parasha of Avodah Zarah. He's going to go, he's going to call you to eat from his Avodah Zarah, and you're going to go, you're going to go snus. And the Rambam in earlier, in fact, Beis, Lachach HaFeis, is more explicit. Again, none of this is really explicit, but it's a little more Meramed. So the Rambam, source number 7, Yisro Shashachat L'akum, Afal Pisha, Akum, Yitzkavin, L'chol Mashi Yirtzeh, Shechitotak Sheva. In Choshrin, Elul Machsheves is Oveach, Elul Machsheves Bal Behema. Lefikas, Akum Sheshachat Yisrael, Afilu Yekotan, Shkidas Neveila, Kumashi Yisbar. So the Rambam is speaking about the Machsheves as Oveach, and he says, therefore, Shkidas Akum is possible. What's the Machsheves as Oveach? It sounds like we're concerned he's thinking about Avodah Zarah, but again, not really Avodah Zarah, because it was really Avodah Zarah, Yasarana. It's kind of in between, requires a little more analysis, but that's the basic Shita, the Rambam, the Pashas, the Rambam, that is the Avodah Zarah, but it's not all the way. Only Asir Bachila, because he's a goy, a Sudbat goy, a non-full believer, but an Ovidi of a Nazar nonetheless, never sort of answered the Shechita. So I want to analyze a couple of nafkaminas and these questions. Questions? Okay. Probably the marker actually works. Okay, let's do the best we can. First question that I want to analyze is the Makor for this din. What is the makor for Shechitas Akum being nevela? So we have two psukim in the Torah that could serve as a makor. The first, the source number 8, the pasuk in Shmos Hamadalit, Hentichrot Spiris Leishay Aretz, Zenua Acharei Elohem, Zavkula Elohem, Bekara Lecha Vechalta Mizitcho. The Rambam, in source number 6, quoted that pasuk. But there is a pasuk mentioned already in the Tosefta, and that's the pasuk in Dvarim Yudbei, verse number 9, Ki yichakim chama chama shek yivchar Hashem amkecha nasum shumo sham, vizavachtami v'karchami tzancha asher nasan Hashem lecha kasher tzi b'sicha, v'achalta b'sharecha v'chol avas nafshech. So the Rosh here, that's verse number 10, quotes these two sources, Shechitas avodi chachamim nevela, v'tam amaseh, Afilu Ra came Shashas B'Yafet, so he right away rejects Rabbeinu Dan, without even quoting him. Even if we know the Shechita is good, it's still possible. Upirishri hatam mishum dechsi v'achalta v'zavachta v'achalta. Also, shu bar zvicha achol mizivcho. It's a hekesh for zvicha and achila. Somebody who's a bar zvicha can create a kosher meat. If you're not a bar zvicha, if you're not mitzuve and eating nevela, so you can't create kosher meat. Only somebody who's aser or nevela can create kosher meat. If you're not mitzuve and zavachta, so nevela, you can't eat from that person. Kol she'eino bar zvicha, eino achol mizivcho. Rambam thinks that it's a different part of the pasuk in Shmos Lamed Aleph, and me'achar she's here, Shema Yochel Mizivcho, Atam Amei Shizivcho Asur. The Rambam thinks that it's somehow connected to the parsha of the Kara Lecha V'Achal to Mizivcho. So these two sources, of course, can be linked up to this Chakira. The Rambam's source tells us that what? If the koi chef, what's going to happen? The kara alacha v'achal to mizivcho. What's the concern? It's the concern of avodah zara, right? The kara alacha v'achal to. We're concerned that he's going to call you, you're going to eat by him, and he'll influence you, and you'll end up doing avodah zara and gila rayas, etc. Whereas the source quoted by Tosfos, the source of the Sefta, essentially is telling us what? The Zavakta, the Akalta. Anybody who is chayiv in Zvicha can create kosher food. You're not chayiv in the Nevela, you're not chayiv in the Mitzvah Shchita, so maybe you can't eat from that person's Shchita. This is essentially the following of the Mitzvah Shchita. There's a Zavakta, the Akalta. There's no way to Zvicha, right? There's no way to Zvicha. Whereas the source of the Ram rings fits very well with the Shchita, which would be expected, that it's more a function of a chash. But Avodah Zarah, since he's a guy, not Chashash Avodah Zarah, but since he is an Omer Avodah Zarah, so after his Shechit. Another Nafkamina. What's the halacha of Shechita from a Ger Tosha? Who's a Ger Tosha? Okay. Explain.
Somebody who's either accepted the Shem Mitzvah Neinah and was an Eretz Yisrael, or somebody accepted all the mitzvahs except for that of eating fish.
Okay, so there's a suit raised in Gemara, what had exactly defined a Ger Toshav, but it's clear that a Ger Toshav is not just a Ben Noah. There's just different types of Goyim. The Goyim don't keep mitzvahs that they know. Right? That's the reality. Some Goyim don't keep the mitzvahs. Then there are Noahides. Noahides are people who want to keep the seven mitzvahs. And according to the Rambam, they want to keep it because Hashem told Moshe. They're from Goyim, Noahide. But Noahide and Ger Toshav is a different chalos. How do we know it's a different chalos?
They're listed separately in the
Sefer. They're different psukim that deal with them. The Biskrav in the letters, the back of the Sefer, proves that there's different halachas that apply only to Ger Toshav. For example, the mitzvah to get tzedakah to Ger Toshav. In the Tzuvah L'Achayot. The Ger Toshav comes in front of Beis Din and formally accepts the Zayin mitzvah. So there's a guy who lives in southern United States, who's a Noahide. He keeps all the Noahide. It's wonderful. Amazing. Beautiful. He's not a Ger Toshav. The Ger Toshav comes in front of a Beis Din and formally accepts the Noahide. And that's a form of conversion. He has a halachic status of being a Ger Toshav. It's a totally different status of a Ben Noah. And the question is raised, what would the halacha be by a Shechita of a Ger Toshav? The Ger Toshav accepted, at the very least, not to do what?
He didn't accept the Bilzim Kerem's Koran for everybody, therefore that would be...
Pardon?
According to every opinion, nobody, the person who is a Ger Toshav inherently didn't accept that Zim Shchita and Bilzim Kerem's, therefore...
He's allowed to eat Bilzim Kerem's Kerem's, but...
No, I'm saying, so therefore, how can he be...
So Chaim is saying, what's the name of Ger Toshav? Chaim is saying, the question of Amayta Shchita, listen, he's not, even the most macro opinion of what a Ger Toshav has to accept, admits that he's allowed to eat the Bilzim Kerem's, right? Even if he's keeping, just about everything, even if he's keeping Shabbos, right? There's a Rashi in Yevamos, but he could be keeping a lot of things, right? So the question, what is he, like, a full convert, a half a convert, not even a convert at all, which is not a mitzvah. But either way, he's eating the veil, right? So does everybody just get that?
No.
So Ger Toshav would be Nevela. Shechitas Ger Toshav would be Nevela. But what if you assume like the Rambam, the problem with the Shechitas Akum is that since a goy is in a way to Avodah Zarah. So, and this is like a sukbet type of guy who's not gonna, we're not gonna say Sam Machshavas Akum is not Akum. He's not mamish doing the problem. No, since he's a guy, even if the minhag ha'odei can be a nechem guy, he's his shechita is nevela, because he's an ovid of Avodah Zarah. Is a gartosh an ovid of Avodah Zarah? No. So what would the Rambam tell us? If you look at the Rambam, source number 11, gather gadol gadru b'davar shafilu akum she'eino Avodah Zarah shechitas nevela. The Rambam tells us that there's a special gzeila, even a guy who doesn't do Avodah Zarah, that sounds a little, his shechita is an avela. That is the right, it's in Drabanan. Pashas is, that's din Drabanan, get our God on Gadru. So the Chorah, Ketosha should be, Ikra din, it should be, Midoraisa, it should be, Kshera, right? They're not going to say Ketosha here. It would be Midoraita would be fine. It would be Asa Midrabana.
No, but Midrabana is an Akum. Nobody classes it.
Yeah, I don't remember the details
an
here.
Akum, like,
it just means to be a.
No, but the Gertosh is not an Akum.
Yeah, I have to look back at the Rambam. I think that we're including even a.
I don't know if the Rambam is clear.
We have to look at the Rambam inside. I don't have time to get into it right now because we have time, but at least it would be a Goy doesn't know what a Zara, Gertoshav. You can distinguish between the two, but the Pasha says that would only be a Din Rabbanan, a Psal Rabbanan. Because the Mishnah therefore makes this point, he connects it to the Makor. Mashakas of Rabbeinu is getting a God drew Bedavar, near the Rabbeinu Sovet, the culture in Ovid of Azara, in El Rabbanan. But Rosh Kasa of Hashem Reed, the time we should deceive is a vast of Achal, to associate with Zvicha, Achol, Mizivko. The Reed, the from the Bali of Tosfos, the Rosh, say that it's a fundamental problem. He doesn't have a Maisa Shkita. That's not why it's a shkita, therefore shkita is akum is nevela, and shkita is kertosha is also nevela. But from the Rambam, that's the problem of Avodah Zarah, shkita akum is nevela, but shkita is kertosha is only utter midrabana. Okay? Fine. Another question. Let's say you have a Jew, takes the knife, and he's shechting it together with the guy. It's a big heavy knife, let's say, and they're lifting it together, and they're shechting it together. Do we say that the shechita is kosher or pasul?
Is it kosher if there's two Jews doing it?
Yeah, it could be kosher. I mean, you have to make sure it's hard to keep it steady, but if you're steady, it would be kosher. Not recommended, but kosher. So the Tosefta in Chulin Aleph Aleph discusses a similar case. Yisrael v'goy hachir oksin b'sakin v'shoksin afilu echen v'malot echen v'mata shechita san k'sherim. So the Tosefta says the shechita is kosher. Right? Right here, shutfus. Shechita b'shutfus. Amayit shechita together b'shutfus. What's the halach? So the Tosefta says it's kosher. Don't forget the Tosefta is the one that said makor was v'chalta z'vachta v'chalta. The Rambam doesn't deal with this explicitly, but the impression of the Rambam is that would be problematic. The Rambam says in fact, based on Chavalis, Shem Oksin Besakin, two people holding a sakin, Shokin, Echem is covered the Shem Dover, Shokin, Lo, Shkitaso Asura. Two Jews are shechting, and one Jew is thinking about Avodah Zarah, Hashem, Lo, Haisel, Lo, Kavana, Kwal. And the second Jew is thinking about nothing in particular. Shem is covered the Shem Dover, Mutu, or he's thinking about doing the mitzvah. Hareza Apostle. The Rambam says there's two people are shechting. He's not talking about a guy, but he's, let's say, two Jews are shechting. One is doing the same over the Zara, one is doing the same Mr. Shechita. What's the halacha according to the Rambam? It's possible. So, Chora, the Rambam will say the same when it comes to a guy and the Jew shechting.
Or not.
Possible. Yeah. Just one second. And here, the Purim is after that kasha. Now, this Chora would fit very well in the Hakira, that for the Tosefta, the Shechita, the question of a Maita Shechita. If a Jew is holding up the knife, is that a Maita Shechita? Again, you can argue, I mentioned before, maybe it's the case where a knife is very big, very heavy. Then you might say it's not a Maita Shechita. Let's say it's a light knife, where he could theoretically do it himself, and the guy is just holding on. You can try the Zayachol, the Zayachol, etc. Shem Shesu'ah, so good. But in Yaneinu, the practice is there's a Maita Shechita by the Jew, and the guy is Lagara, the guy is a Chisaron. Here, you know the Chisaron. Usually it's a chisar, it's not a major shechita. But as long as you're a Jew, it's fine. But for the Rambam, shechita is goy, is nevela. It's a psul, it's not a chisar. I have to use the Talmudic terminology. It's a psul for the Rambam, it's not a chisar. Right? For the Tosefta, it's a chisar, it's not a major shechita. You have a Jew doing it, not a problem. For the Rambam, it's a psul. So if a Jew does it together with a goy, what's the halacha? should be possible. Why? Because the Machshavas Goy is the active soul. It makes the other Tachila. Yeah.
But it appears to be based on the sense of the issue that Goyim don't really have Machshava. And he's simply on them and doing anything. The issue is with the Yisrael that he's deliberately having to deliver Kavan otherwise. That's the problem.
So, again, it's not clear.
Rambam says the issue is because it matters the first, as long as the first.
The Rambam is talking about two Jews.
Two Jews. Point of,
and he says it's a problem. He doesn't discuss the case of Goyim. I think the pashas is, see, I'm going to make this point. Then for the round we fall on line. Let me see if I can find somebody.
It is Emma Shemitzav, the same Devar, the Devar Shemitzavit, Lo Shkita to Asura. So as long as somebody has it in mind for Shkita, they'll make it Asur, it's a problem, regardless of what their guy does. The thing is, you can assume.
So the round is not a question of Makshavah. It's a little misleading. The round doesn't think it's really a Makshavah problem. It's the fact that a Goy, by definition, is Ovid of Azara, and therefore, even if it's Minigo is Nebedeim, and therefore his Shkita is Nebedeim.
The Rambam doesn't discuss this case. All he discussed is the case of two Jews.
And one is thinking of a Zara, and the Rambam in that case is possible.
So
we don't know what the Rambam says about this case of a Jew and a Goy Shekhs together. All I'm suggesting that I think that because the Rambam thinks it's soul, the Goy Shekhs is a Jew, the Goy will pass over Shechita. Because a Goy is a non Bar Shechita, and his Shechita is an Avela, because he's an Ovid of a Zara of the God.
Or you could say that his entirety of his issue of the Avodah Zara is that there's no chance he's going to live a Zara. Let's say the Jews, I don't know if there's any other instance happening, but i.e., we assume the Goy has lesser das, so we assume that. I'm saying, is there a case of Tommy Animal? If I'm pouring a bottle of wine with my non Jewish friend, who is a 100% pagan.
So we say it's Usher.
Would we say the
bottle? Yeah.
If I'm holding the bottle, so is he.
Yeah.
Of our co-op.
Yeah.
It's Usher?
Yeah.
Because
I did,
but.
Same thing.
That's what I'm saying, exactly the same
that's
case. Just like if you would pour a bottle of wine with a Goy, you say the wine is the
other.
So too,
the Sefta is
working with the assumption as a function of not having a Maitre Shechita. So the guy doesn't have a Maitre Shechita, but then there's a Jew who has a Maitre Shechita, so it's not a problem. It's just a chisara. But okay, you should not do this. Another Nafsamina. Shechita's Kof. We know that there's a need for Koach Gavra if a knife was on top of a bookcase and the wind, caused it to fall off, and miraculously it checked it properly, none of the psula shechita were violated, shechita wouldn't be good because they need somebody to check. So the shaila is, what is the halacha? Do you need a Jew to check? Let's say, there's a problem with shechita zakim. Let's say a monkey checks. You can train a monkey. Is shechita kol kasher? The Rama says in Yerodeim, 7 days, that Shechita's Kof is possible. There's a parallel discussion in Orach Chaim about Nisil Tidayim. Let's say you have, I see this in the movies, like they train a monkey how to pour the water. So you had a fancy hotel, and I don't know, somewhere in Africa, and they train a monkey to pour the water on your hand. So is that a good Nisil Tidayim? So there's actually 2 days in Shulchan Aruch about that, and L'chatchila we say you shouldn't do it, but they have a discussion. So Rav Eger wonders, how come by Tilas Daim, the Tilas Kof is kosher, and by Shechita, Shechita's Kof is possible? So if you look at Rav Eger here, says number 16, Ayin Magen Avram, in Siman Kuf Nun Tet, Sheikh Shet Ha'acha, Sam Kof, possible. By Shechita, Kof is possible. The Ibu Hasam, by Tilas Daim, the Indian Natila may be Shedez, and Machabi is 2 days, and Machshir, but Yemen is kosher. Uvi Teruzo, Tahacha, Vidareisa, Zinan, Lachomra. So the Magen Avraham suggests that really we're not sure what the halacha is by a kof. Is a kof considered kof gav? I guess totally in Darwin's theory. Is a kof, not sure. Is a kof considered kof gav? So the Magen Avraham says we're not sure. When it comes to Shechita, it's d'oraisa, so it is possible. When it comes to Tilas Yadayim, it also be kof gavra. But there, since it's d'oraisa rabbana, we'll say that a kof action has a din of but Rav Eger says it's not true. It's not just a question of, suffix. Because then, Yisra Oso Vesbino, Oso Lishkop, Bino Akrav. According to the Magen Avraham, we're not really sure if Shkita's Kov is puzzle. We're just Machmir. But then we have to be Machmir on the opposite direction. That if a Kov shafted the mother, you shouldn't be allowed to shaft the child. Also, by Oso Vesbino, it's only Oser to shaft the child if the mother was shafted. If the mother was killed, it's Mutter to shaft the child. So the Kov shafted the mother. Now you have a question, can you check the child? If the Shechita's cult is meaningless, then you can check the child. If the Shechita's cult might be kosher, might be called kamer, then it's a problem. So according to the Magen Avraham, we're really not sure, and therefore you should be able to check the child in the Ozu and okay. But the Kiyur Eger says he disagrees with the Magen Avraham. He thinks there's a fundamental psul by Shechita. When the Ramah says Shechita's cult is puzzle, it's a psul by Vadai. We have to metallic in these areas of halacha. Says the Kiyur Eger, in his site, he karo lokash yamidi. There's no contradiction. Even if a kof is called koch gavra for instance daim, the kol kom hacha ino bar zvicha. Like a shchitas nochri ubarer beezes and semish barach. Says the Rebbe Eger that the problem with the shchitas kof is that a kof is not a bar zvicha. It's like what? It's like a shchitas nochri. Right? If the problem of shchitas akum was a problem of Hashem and Avodah Zarah. Then he said, Hanzelik, what's in my Shechita's cult? Maybe he's like a guy Toshav, you know, there's no Avodah Zarah. Maybe it is a Koch Gavra, the Yish Basu. So just to write this on the board, Shechita's cult. Kiva Eger says that it's possible because a cult doesn't have to keep kosher. If a cult doesn't keep kosher, his Shechita is not about the Shechita. It's possible with Vadai. But according to the Magen Avraham, it seems like it's only possible misafek. Why? Because we think that maybe it's not koach gavra. Ulai ein ze koach gavra. Where the safek is a koach gavra. It's not koach gavra. And that would fit well with the Rambam, who says there's a problem with avodah zarah by nochri. So by nochri is a problem with avodah zarah by koach. Maybe it's koach gavra. It could be that it's not a sulvade, and therefore we'd have to be machmir. And also, if the kof shacked the mother, you couldn't shack the child. That would be a violation of suffix yisur deraisa. Also, the esrim. Another nafkamina. What about shechita of amur lahachis? Shechita of moser. What's amur lahachis? If there are two pieces of steak in the supermarket and the kosher one is three times the price and the guy goes for the cheap trade one, he's called the mumar the tayyab. So listen, everybody has a value. For him, you know, money is more important than religion. Okay, but he's not, you know, out to get it. He doesn't hate, you know, the religion. He's just, you know, made a bad decision. So for him, it's partial that his shechita is kosher, as long as you know that you watch him, you can tell that he's not lying, etc. But more lahachis is a higher level. He sees the kosher meat, he sees the trace meat, they're the same price. He says, I'm going to get the trace meat, because I hate religion, I hate a kashbar. That's the more lahachis. So what's the thing? Is his shechita kosher? Let's say we're watching him, and he's shech tzmamish kedas lachidin. He's a mumar lahachis. What's the halacha in that case? The Rashban, so the Bai quotes one day, the Fibu Mumar, source number 17, also Dabar, Lahavi Mumar, Lahasur Shkita, so both exacting Nosima, Fibu Mumar, also Dabar, Lahachi, Lav Nochri Hashvinle. Says the Rashban one day, that even if this guy Mamish eats trace meat all the time, even when he can buy kosher meat for the same price, he's a Mumar Lahachi, his Shkita is still kosher. Wow. And there's another day, and the Rosh passes this way. That is not true. So look at verse number 18. The avayim lahachis perish. Read the kevin. The ena choshes is boach. Have you always kol chavim? The ena bar zvicha. Also leechol mishkitaso. I feel the bodak lasach and I feel the yisrael omi lakaba b'chem yisaber. The Rosh says the b'shem read that even if we check and we see that it's all good, it doesn't make a difference. He's not called a bar zvicha. So how do you think this fits into the chakira? If the problem with Shechitas Akum is a definitional problem that he's a post-sell of Shechita because he is a goy and Ovid Avodah Zarah creates Nevela. What would you say by a Shechitas Rashida Lumer Lehahi.
Be a problem. Lozar, I mean, is his base possibly worse than Lozar? Or close to it?
Why do you say that?
Because Lehahi, he's really going against God, so it's basically almost, I mean, I don't think it's sort of on par with Lozar, but definitely think it should be possible for that regard, because it's not really not done. I think,
so let's take a step back. Let's talk from the other direction. The Rosh, the Tosfos, assumes that a Mumar Lahakis is Dino Ka'akum, and he's Eino Bar Zvicha. The Zayn Rashi holds his Mutter. What does he argue? There are two assumptions here, right?
Is that not true?
Okay, what does the Rosh say? Let's write it down. Shchitas Mumar. The Rosh says, what's the read? Says that he's Alav Bar Zvicha and he's Dinuch Akum, right? Never Shchita is possible. So those who argue, then the Rosh Baal argues, what is the...
I think that Mumar Lahakis, the issue with that is that he's just not trustworthy. And if you check the night, then you have to trust.
Right. So, again?
If you're concerned about Bar Zvicha, then he's not Bar Zvicha. If you're caring about trust, then you can't trust the guy if he's a Mumar Lahakis. Then you call Shaq, you should have to check the night.
I'm not sure if that's exactly what you're saying, but you could either say that he is a Bar Zvicha. Again, the Rosh says, the Rishon says he's not a Bar Zvicha. Because he eats straight, he's not a Bar Zvicha. So you could say, who cares if he keeps kosher? Fundamentally, he's chayiv in Zvicha. He's chayiv in keeping kosher, and therefore he is a Bar Zvicha. Right? Or you could say, no, I agree he's not a Bar Zvicha, but the problem with the Nochri is what? Avodah Zarah. And what's this person's problem? He eats straight food. Does he have an Avodah Zarah problem?
No.
Not necessarily. The Chayim disagree with that. The Chayim said, well, he's worse than Avodah Zarah. He hates God. But I don't know if that's necessarily true. Because, you know, it's true he hates God, he hates religion. He's not something Avodah Zarah. So the soul flows in the fact that an Ovid Avodah Zarah creates the Vela. This is a Jew. He's a Yisrael Mumar. So maybe his Shkita would be kosher. Okay, so we have a focus we've shown him. This is fit exactly.
Would Mumar be considered like an Ovid Avodah Zarah?
I don't think so. I don't think. I mean, there's questions. The Mumar Zarah after how the Mumar Zarah are cool. We don't assume that. We hold Shabbos and Mumar Zarah like that. But this guy, he just, you know, he hates this idea of kosher, you know, whatever. I mean, he had a bad issue, you know, I don't know. I was going to say he's a vegetarian, but then he wouldn't be eating chicken either. So whatever his issue is, you know, his father abused him when he was a child, his father was a shochet, he can't stand kosher meat. Okay. So he has a problem with, you know, kosher meat. Sad, but it's true. Does that mean he's over to Zara? No. Maybe that day in the Raj is kosher, which we assume like the Raj. Okay. Another Nasumina. Tumas Nevela. What does the Mishnah say? Look at the first source in the sheet. It's not only Nevela, but it's also Tumas. Tumas like a Nevela. I'm a dog on his own. Tumas. Tumas Nevela. Says the Rambam Shchita, source number 19, Rambam Shchita Shara Tatsuma. Shchita's Akum Nevela, Metal Mazda, Vili Shal Ovid Al Kaba, Mishaka Besakin Yoke, Shchita Karoi, Ekan Akum Ekan Kuzi, Hisi, Ekan Yatosha, Shchita Nevela, the Kara Veena Ish Av Zemiti Vesofri. Says the Rambam that Shchita's Goy, that's actually halakhically acceptable, is Tomei, but what type of Tomei is it? Only divrei sofrim. Sharei tumas avodah zarah v'tumasla tikrovta v'divrei. The whole thing of tumas avodah zarah and tikrovas avodah zarah, the tumah that applies to avodah zarah itself, the idol, which is a sacrifice to it, is only drabanim k'mashi yisbar. Uviglal avodah zarah nisrachei chakutim v'neas v'shchitasim. What's the Rambam say? It's very big chiddush. The Mishnah says shchitas akol is nevela and it's tameh. Says the Rambam, what type of tumah is it? Only a Toma with Divrei Sofer. That's the case of the Shalom Spot. V'hayosa kar v'ein rabbeinu shum di v'sofim, v'shum l'esa da v'razara. Well, the time Azel says the Kesem Mishnah, the Rambam is going to Shitasa, Shikasa, Pekta'al, Le'en Yachas Shkita, Akim Shachat Shkita Neveila, V'lok, Al-Hilasim in a Torah Shneem, V'kar Al-Hachal Al-Hachal V'zivcha. Rambam passed into Shkita, Akim is Neveila. Together, God will God through with Dovash, Afil Akim, Shkita with Azara, Shkita Neveila. Rambam said, as he saw, that a Ger Toshav, his Shkita is also Treif. Why is his Shkita Treif? Together, God will God through. L'fid Ato, Zal, Mash'om, V'tosefta, V'zavachta, V'achalta, V'losh, Zavach Akim, so the Kesem Mishnah here ties together all the sources, or some of the sources we're quoting. He quotes Tosefta, the Zavachta Rachalta, and he says, the Rav thinks, that's not a Din Doraita, that's not Drasha Gemura. If it was Drasha Gemura, then a Ger Tosha would also make the Vela. If it was Drasha Gemura, then the Tum would be Doraita. Rather, the Rav thinks that really it's the Karal Mechav Rachalta Mizimcha. It's really a Shasha Varazara. And as a chashash of a zara, we can say if it's not all be a zara, so it's not aser midaraita, it's not tal midaraita, it's only tal midaraita to be sovereign. Just one more nafkamina. We mentioned before the issue of osev esbeno. What does osev esbeno mean? The person shechts the mother, there's an issue to shech the child the same thing. Now, what's halacha? If the mother is shot, you don't shack the mother, you shoot the mother. Can you shack the child?
No.
If a person shoots the mother, there's two animals, the mother and the child. If a person shoots the mother, the halacha is you can shack the child. It's only used to a sheep. If the first shechita, the first animal was killed, or just died, you can check the child.
It has nothing to do with
we discussed before the question, if Eger wondered,
if
what would the halacha be, if a colt got a real life shechita. So,
we're no, saying in the other shir, if the Uar is
by Ben Pakua. Right. Yeah, not talking about a Ben Pakua, talking about a case of animals standing in front of us.
Okay.
One was 10 years old, the one is 5 years old. And you check to the mother, can you check the child? No. If you shoot the mother, you can check the child. That's the din. So the Yesh Ma'ayin, what's the din if a goy checks the mother? Is there an Isser of Osus Vino on the child? So if you hold, like the Sefta, the Zavachta Vachal, the Zanamayta Shechita, so when the goy kills the mother, did it check the mother or kill the mother? He killed it. Of course you can do a Shechita on the child. According to the Rambam, the Koi has a written Shechita, just his Shechita has been available. Then you're going to have to start humbling, it's so pashut that you'd be able to shecht in that circumstance. Rehiv Eger and Kulon, if you give him a Aleph, is Mechayesh, according to the Rambam, maybe it should be usher in this circumstance. Since Shechita Akum is only the time of Midrabanan, maybe in that case you should say it's other shecht after a regular shechita. Because if it sounds like not only shechitas Ger Toshav is only mitam Midrabanan, all shechitas Akum is only mitam Midrabanan. All shechitas Akum. So really, he has the Meitah Shechita. If he has the Meitah Shechita, the Meitah Shechita, okay, the Meitah, he can't eat it. If the Meitah Shechita, never, this is what we know, would apply. So because what we saw here was two or three understandings as to why Shechita's Akum is the Vela. The first practical concern is rejected. And the second two is either it's a concern of the Meitah Shechita, it's a Chisara, or the soul. He has the Meitah Shechita. It's just that there's a soul. And we link this to another Nachminus, the Makor, Ger Toshav, Shechita together with the Jew and an Akum is Shudvus, Shechita's Kof, Shechita's Mumar, Tumas Nevela, and lastly, the Afkamina, Vosa Svino. Okay.